this Christ who will transfigure the body of our humiliation, conforming it to the body of his glory, according to the operation of him who is able to even subject all things to himself. We want to hear you, Lord. Lord, we pray again for our brother, that he may be able to dispense your word when he opens up his mouth. We pray that he can speak in an authentic way the burden that you've given him. Lord, we pray also for our hearts, that our hearts may be ready to receive you, that we can express you, Lord. Yes, Lord, we praise you for your speaking to us. We thank you that you are a speaking God. And we want to open up our hearts again for your speaking, Lord. Save us from all hardening of our hearts. Save us from all religion and all our concepts, Lord. In these days and also afterwards, we want to lay hold of you more, Lord. Yes, praise the Lord. We have a living God. He is living. That is wonderful. He's not just a statue or anything, but he is alive.
Hat ein Evangelium.
And he has got a gospel.
Frohe Botschaft.
He has got a glad tidings.
Wir haben jetzt schon so viel gehört.
And
so viel Evangelium.
We have heard so much already, so
gehört.
Much of the gospel.
In jeder Versammlung gab's Evangelium.
In each meeting there was the gospel.
Es ist auch. Es ist zum einen, es ist für die Ungläubigen.
And
es ist
on the one
klar.
Hand, the gospel is Aber for the unbelievers. We are all clear about that, but it is also for
ich
us,
nicht,
the believers.
Uns so bewusst ist,
I'm not sure whether we are aware of that, but we, the Christians, need the gospel.
Also, mir ist es nicht immer bewusst, nicht Evangelium.
I was not always aware. Gospel, when I heard that word, I thought, I have to speak to the unbelievers. But we also need the gospel.
In 1. Timotheus 4,
in 1 Timothy 4, verse 10,
denn ich lese es vor. Denn dafür
I'll read it out to you.
Mühen wir uns ab und ringen wir, weil wir unsere Hoffnung auf den lebendigen Gott gesetzt haben.
For to this end we labor and strive, because we have set our hope on the living God, who is the Savior of all men.
Aber hier ist der Vers noch nicht fertig.
But the verse doesn't finish here. It says, Paul says here, especially of those who believe. He is the Savior of all men, especially of those who believe. We still need salvation. You need salvation. I need salvation. I need the gospel. I need Christ. He is this wonderful gospel. I think we Christians have a great problem. These are our concepts. I often realize in myself, and also I see it in others, that we have so many concepts. And we need to be saved of our concepts. The Lord needs to shine into our hearts and to give us light, to speak to us, to touch our hearts. Why are we here? What are we doing here? What are we doing here? Are we getting an expounding, an interpretation of the epistle to the Philippians, do I want to increase my Bible knowledge?
Warum?
I need salvation, one brother said. We all need salvation. We want to lay hold of Christ. We want to see Him. The Lord also needs to renew our motivation. We need a lot of renewal here in the church life. I don't speak about others. I want to talk about us. We are here to lay hold of Christ. Let's anew be focused on us, on that. We have not come here to this conference because we come every year. That's nice, of course. But let's have this awareness that we want to lay hold of Christ and gain Him. To have this focus as Paul, you know, here in Philippians 3. You see a lot of Paul's attitude. Here he shows us something of himself. He says that he wants to gain Christ. His past is something that he needs to forget. He says even if it's refuse, it's loss. And he's stretching forward to what is before. Praise the Lord. Actually, this is my burden. Tonight, that we experience a change here, not only during this conference, but in all things. I want to gain Him. Do you want to gain Him? Do you love the Lord? Do you love Him? Why do you love Him? Because the Bible tells you, love the Lord? Because He's so wonderful. Yes, He's wonderful. He tastes good.
I see.
Why do we love the Lord? Because your parents told you to love the Lord? Maybe they told you. Then go ahead and love Him. But for the beginning, that's good. Well, for a start, it's okay. But then start to learn to be focused on Him. There is a much better reason to love Him. That is, touch Him, see Him. Just get connected to Him. This Christ is so much richer than just your parents telling you, love the Lord. He is so much more. I hope we don't love Him because a brother told us to love Him. Right, Daniel? Why do you love the Lord?
Amen.
Because I have got to know Him. I think we all got to know Him. Do we know the Lord?
Die Verse in Kolosser. Da heißt es,
there are verses in Colossians that say about this wonderful Lord that He is the express image of God, of the invisible one, the firstborn among all creation. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. In this Christ, everything was created, in the heavens and on the earth, the visible and the invisible things. All thrones, all powers and principalities, everything was created through him and unto him.
Ich weiß nicht, ob wir den Herrn schon kennen.
I don't know if we know the Lord.
Ich will ihn noch mehr kennen.
But I want to know him more.
Haben wir dieses Verlangen in uns?
Do we have this desire in us, or are we satisfied? Well, that's okay.
Ist schön.
That's fine. That's enough.
Also irgendwie ich bin beeindruckt von diesem von Paulus.
Impressed by Paul.
Hier in Kapitel 12.
In chapter 12, Paul says in
Vers 12.
Philippians 3:12, he says, not that I have already obtained. That's not anybody saying that. It's Paul who wrote that. The Apostle Paul. He said, I have not yet obtained in full. Are you already perfected? Has somebody been perfected already?
Paulus sagt, er ist auch noch nicht vollendet.
Paul also says he is not perfected yet. He has not laid hold of the Lord fully and he's not perfected yet.
Er sagt hier dann, ich jage.
But he says, I pursue. But I pursue.
Wir können hier viel von Paulus lernen.
We can learn a lot from Paul here. Here, it's not a matter of knowing the Bible well, but he wants to see that Christ, this wonderful Lord, for whom he has given away all his past, and he's counting it for as refuse. He wants to see that Lord. And he says, if also I may lay hold of that for which I also have been laid hold of by Christ Jesus. So Christ laid hold of him. He holds fast to him and he holds him firmly in his hands. And we all are also have been laid hold of by Christ, right? Nobody can snatch us out of his hands. Nobody. This morning we read it in the children's meeting. Nobody. No one. Not a single one. The children are learning that already from their young age. On. There are so many concepts of that. Some think they can be snatched out of the Lord's hand. When I hear that, I think, are they really knowing the Lord? I don't know my Lord that way. He's not one day like that and the other like that. He says, no one can snatch them out of my hand.
Glaubst du das?
Do you believe that?
Ist unser Anfang.
He is our beginning. He is the author. Didn't we read that? I'll write it down.
Der Anfang.
The beginning.
Ist der Anfang. Der Startschuss. Lob den Herrn. Wie hast du angefangen?
He's the beginning and the start. How did you start out?
Wir haben mit ihm angefangen.
We started out with him, right? To the Galatians, he said one day, in Galatians 3, you have started, begun in spirit. I'll read it out to you.
This is Galater 3.
Galatians 3:3.
Angefangen habt ihr durch den Geist. Angefangen durch den Geist.
having begun by the Spirit.
Ein super Anfang. Lob den Herrn. Das ist der Geist.
That was a super beginning. They started, they begun by the Spirit.
Und wie vollenden wir?
But how do we complete now? How do we continue? The Lord wants to complete us, to perfect us. How does He do that? By the Spirit. That's the same, right? The same way we started, we will also be perfected. No difference, not a different way. Let me just put here, end. The end.
Beides durch den Geist.
Both is by the Spirit.
Die Galater, die wollten, heißt es in Galater 3,
and in Galatians 3 it is said they wanted to be perfected by the flesh.
Kann ich durchs Fleisch vollenden?
Can I get perfected by the flesh? Is that possible? It's not possible.
Ja, lob den Herrn. Wir brauchen wirklich den Herrn und Befreiung von so vielen Vorstellungen.
We really need the Lord and we need to be freed of so many concepts. Sometimes I get the impression that our concepts are even increasing. They are not getting less, but getting more. But we should be freed of them. And I realized we always have to be freed again and again, because the enemy is building up towers and buildings of concepts in our hearts. He starts in a small way and then it's growing, and then my concepts get so strong how things should work. But we have to be freed of that. In any case, absolutely.
Ja. Ich hoffe, wir sind nicht nur hier, um irgendeine
I hope that we are not have not only come here to listen a nice sermon or to we expect a big preacher. Sometimes I'm surprised about that verse of Herod. When I read that passage in the scripture, there it is said that he liked to listen to John the Baptist, and he was grieved in his heart. I hope that we are not only grieved in our hearts and that we like to hear the words. I don't hope so. Don't just be grieved in your heart, but repent and turn your heart. Because just to be grieved and to like to listen, that's not really helpful.
Oh, Herr Jesus.
Lord Jesus, the Lord needs to help us and give us grace. We need His grace. Especially in this race. This is the race that Paul is describing. Paul says here, the starting point was that he was laid hold of by Christ, but then there is an objective as well. A target. Do you see the goal? I think it's always and again good to be focused on the goal. Not just once at the beginning of our race, but again and again I need to be refocused on my goal. What is it all about? We are so easily distracted. So easily. It's really easy. Often we are like small children. You can distract them quite easily. Here you show them something, and that's like we are the same. Actually, it's not that funny.
Es ist beängstigend, dass wir so sind oft.
Sometimes it's even frightening how we are. Und
ja, der Herr muss uns auch davon befreien.
And the Lord needs to free us so that we are focused on the goal. Here he speaks about a high calling for a prize. We are in a race here. I'm not sure that whether we have this awareness of that. Before the conference, I told the Lord, Lord, I need this awareness more that this is a battle. We are in a fight, and I want to fight. It is a fight. There is so much confusion nowadays. And especially in such times, we need to be centered on the goal much more, especially in our times. So don't be distracted so easily. Be focused on the goal.
Okay. Was ist denn das Ziel?
But what is the goal?
Wo geht's denn hin?
Where are we going?
Nein. Das Ziel ist nicht die Unendlichkeit.
The goal is not the infinity.
Das Ziel ist, dass Christus,
the goal is that Christ may be expressed in us and formed in us. The goal is that the work that he has begun in us will be completed. That is what it's all about.
Und das umfasst alles.
And this comprises everything.
Wenn wir so aufgebaut werden,
when we are being built up in that way, then we don't need to say the Lord wants to have his church, then his church is being produced. How does the Lord obtain his church? Through Christ in us, we don't need to teach much, and that the Lord wants to obtain his expression on this earth. It just gets produced when his Son is being formed in us, and there is no other way, not by doing something or producing the church. We are producing now a church life in Munich. Sidonie, you think we need to produce the church life? No, we need Christ. He is creating the church life. It is his work. I don't know what we are thinking. Often we want to do something. And of course we can do something. We can give room to his Son. That's what we can do. Give room to the Lord. Give room to his word. This is a serious word. Here it says, Paul sees himself that he has not yet laid hold of completely. I'm glad that he wrote that, because otherwise people may think that they are perfected already. So this is quite good. The Lord must free us from a proud heart.
Muss uns auch befreien von, wisst ihr, wir können hier auch schnell denken, ja, Paulus hat es nicht ergriffen und ich.
So we can easily think, Paul has not laid hold of him completely yet, so me not either. I am much less. And then we can say, oh, then I stop completely. I'll never make it. I'll never be an overcomer.
So ist Paulus nicht.
But Paul is not like that.
Wisst ihr, wir können vollendet werden,
weil you know, we can. We can be perfected because Christ lives in us. We can overcome because Christ lives in us. for no other reason. Not because you're strong or because you're capable or because you're very much consecrated. It's just Christ. I hope that we all may see and lay hold of this Christ more, and that we get more focused on Him, and that we have not a don't have a proud heart or a heart that is too anxious. Oh, everybody can be perfected, but I can't. This brother, he may be strong. He will be able to make it, but this is wrong. You know how can he do it? Because Christ lives in us, because lives in Him. And how can you be perfected by Christ? Not because someone is strong. This is our concept. If we think, oh, this brother, he can talk well, he can speak well, he can deal, he can, as a good manner to deal with people, he can pray nicely. But honestly speaking, I'm seeing more and more that it's just the Lord. I need more of Him. More of Jesus.
Ja, lob den Herrn. Und alles andere ist eine Lüge.
All other things are a lie.
Wenn einer kommt und er sagt, Paulus ist sogar noch viel stärker.
Paul is even stronger. He says, even if an angel came and preached another gospel, or if anyone came to you, he should be cursed. This is written in Galatians, right at the beginning. He speaks about a different gospel, but he says there is no different gospel. There is just one. Clearly, there is just one gospel. There is just one saving and glad tidings. In 1 verse 6, he says, yeah, he's wondering, I marvel. I marvel that you're so quickly removing from Him who has called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel, which is not another. Only there are some who trouble you and desire to pervert the gospel of Christ. But if even we, he says that, even we, he himself, if he started, or an angel out of heaven should preach to you a gospel besides that which we have preached to you, I wouldn't dare to talk in such a strong way, but that was Paul who wrote it that way.
Lob den Herrn. Lasst uns auf dieses Evangelium schauen.
Let's look at this gospel. Let's be focused on that gospel and on that Christ. To speak Him, nothing else.
Und ich finde es auch so gut, dass Paulus, er gibt hier so eine kleine Anleitung. Wisst ihr, wir lieben Anleitungen.
Paul gives some instructions here. We tend to like instructions.
Wir lieben Anleitungen, ja.
Yeah, we tend to like instructions, right?
Er gibt hier so eine kleine Anleitung.
He gives such a small instruction
und,
here.
Er sagt hier,
and says,
eines aber tue ich.
I'm doing one thing.
Ich stehe morgens auf, mache Morgenwache.
I get up in the morning, have my morning watch, read the Bible. And I continue to read, then I'm preaching the gospel, I do this and that. And you also have to do that way. That's not an instruction in that way. It's a simple instruction. He says, I'm forgetting.
Nicht nur einmal, ich vergesse ständig.
I don't forget only once, but I forget continuously.
Was machst du?
And you? How about you?
Ich erinnere mich daran, genau.
I'm still remembering.
Wisst ihr, wir Menschen haben ein Problem.
We, human beings, have a problem. We forget what we shouldn't forget, and we remember the things which we should forget. That's really true, right?
Also, nicht falsch verstehen, nicht alles vergessen. Das heißt hier nicht, obwohl es hier schon heißt, ich vergesse.
Here it says, I forget.
Wir vergessen nicht die Reinigung unserer frühen Sünden.
We don't forget the cleansing of our past sins.
In den Psalmen heißt es auch,
in the Psalms it says, I don't forget all his blessings. Soul, don't forget all the things that the Lord did for you.
Was soll ich dann vergessen?
But what are the things that I should forget?
Alles.
Everything that hinders you to run that race. All that hinders you to lay hold of that Christ. There are many concepts about what we should forget and we shouldn't. We can talk a lot about that. But here he says, forget about everything that hinders you to run this race and to press towards that goal. I forget my past. I forget my backpack. Often we are wearing a backpack, a religious one, full of concepts, of ideas, of religion. I forget about that one. All the things that are past. All that hinders me, that prevents me from running. That encumbers, all that encumbers me, all the sins that condemn me. There is always someone who wants to condemn me, and this is a heavy burden. I can forget that, because the Lord has forgiven it. Don't forget what you have not confessed, but the Lord forgives what you have confessed, and then it's really gone. He doesn't say, I leave it behind, or I'm throwing it away. He says, forget. Forgetting the things. I forget the past. I can't forget it. I'm allowed to do that because of this wonderful gospel. And what we should also forget, the past of our brothers and sisters. Sometimes I'm not quite sure if that's so easy to do. The Lord announced the gospel to him as well. He freed him, my brother. He forgave him everything. He did everything new. The old things have passed. Behold, everything has become new. The Lord does everything new. I can forget his past. Don't get angry about the past of that brother. That brother, years ago, he did this and that. But I can forget about it, and it's really important to forget it, because I cannot go on like that. How can I go on if I always remember that? Because it's a going on together. I want to go on with him. If I always have that in the back of my mind, there is no peace within me.
Lasst uns das üben.
Let's practice that.
Weil ich habe auch irgendwie den Eindruck, es ist auch eine Übung.
Because it's also a matter of
wir müssen das üben.
Practicing. Exercising ourselves. It's not coming from one day to the other.
Da gibt's auch viele Vorstellungen.
There are many concepts also
wir können nicht einfach about null auf 100. Wir müssen es wirklich üben.
We have to practice things.
Er sagt hier, er tut es ständig.
He's continuously practicing it, Paul says.
I
heard things like, if there is peace in Israel, then I start practicing, because then the Lord will come back soon. What is that? Do you love the Lord? Do you love the Lord? Why do you want Him? Do you know Him?
Wir brauchen wirklich Errettung.
We really need salvation.
Wir brauchen das Evangelium.
We need the gospel.
Ist eigentlich ganz einfach. Wir brauchen das Evangelium.
We need the gospel.
Nicht von Ungläubigen.
That's simple. Not the unbelievers. We need the gospel.
Und auch viele andere Gläubigen.
And also many other believers. Speak the gospel to them.
Aber wir vergessen nicht nur.
But we don't only forget.
Paulus sagt ja, und ich strecke mich.
Paul said, I'm stretching forward to the things which are before. We're stretching forward. This is something active. I'm stretching forward. It's not just to sit down, but I'm stretching forward.
Ich will es.
I want to get it.
Ich bin nicht zufrieden.
I'm not satisfied. If I read these verses, I see a certain dissatisfaction, a real desire. I want to reach that goal. I'm pursuing the goal and stretching forward. I don't know what you touch in these verses, but I touch this here. I'm stretching forward. I want that Christ and all that pertains and belongs to Him. We are conformed to His death. That's also a part that belongs to Him.
So jagen wir dem Ziel entgegen.
That is the way that we are pursuing the goal.
Und nicht anders. Versuche
es nicht anders. Not differently. Don't try to use another way.
Sag dem Herrn heute noch.
Tell the Lord, I want to lay hold of you.
Ich will dich kennen.
I want to know you.
Wisst ihr, als der Herr zum ersten als
you know,
dieser Paulus,
when this Paul here and the Lord met for the first time, so to say, Paul asked the Lord, who are you? You can ask the Lord as well, who are you? I want to know you. I want to know who you are. Talk with him. Speak to him and go to him and say, I want to know you. Don't be satisfied just sitting here. And that's it. I'm just sitting here. Everything's okay. I'm satisfied. The brothers and sisters are so nice. Everything's super.
Nein, der Herr muss etwas in unserer Haltung ändern.
The Lord needs to change something in our attitude.
Ein Verlangen zu haben nach ihm.
Must give us a desire for him. We are in a race.
Ich weiß nicht, ich gehe jetzt nicht mehr so viel auf diese Feinde des Kreuzes.
I don't want to enter too much into these enemies of the cross. He says, all those who are grown up. Who's grown up?
Amen. Wir vergessen, was da hinten ist.
We are forgetting what is behind. Are you full grown?
Bist du erwachsen?
Are you full grown, brother?
Du?
You?
Ja, das kann jeder für sich beurteilen.
Each one can judge himself. But all those who are grown, full grown, let us have this attitude. Let us have this mind. And if you think differently, God will reveal that to you. We need revelation. God will reveal. And here in verse 17 then he says, be imitators together of me, brothers. Here it's not a matter of just imitating him. To imitate anyone, to imitate someone, I imitate Matthias. I do everything as he does or so. That's not what he's talking about here. But Paul wants us to have this mind, this attitude. And he says, observe attentively those who thus walk, who have this goal in their mind. He doesn't say, look at the strong ones. But to those who have that same goal, who also want to lay hold of that Christ, not to those who know so much, or those who can speak well, but look to those who want this Lord. It's good to have a role model. I've also got models.
Warum nicht? Lasst uns
Why not?
Uns gegenseitig so ermutigen.
Let's encourage each other that way.
Ah, da ist einer. Der will diesen Christus ergreifen.
There is someone who wants to lay hold of that Christ.
Okay.
Don't say, oh, well, oh, this one again.
Der will so Christus. Nein, lass uns darauf schauen. Er muss unseren Umgang auch untereinander wiederherstellen.
The Lord needs to restore our behavior with each other, our dealing with each other. Many things have come in.
Ich weiß nicht, wie wir uns sehen oder was wir
I don't know how you see each other, how you see the other saints. I hope Paul says he wants to see Christ in the saints. Do you want to see Christ in the saints? Even here he wants to see the Lord. Everywhere he wants to see Christ, even in the saints, or especially there. Because the Lord lives in you, right?
Alles andere hat nichts wert.
And all the other things are worth nothing. My burden is to point out that Christ to you. I want to show him.
Weil es darum geht. Ich weiß nicht.
Because that's the most important thing. In Christianity there is so much confusion.
Er sagt hier,
and here he says, be together my imitators, be imitators together of me, brothers, and observe attentively those who thus walk, as you have us for an example. For many walk, he says here, verse 18, Philippians 3:18, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. What is an enemy of the cross of Christ? What is the cross? The cross is the end of myself.
Das Ende des Fleisches.
It's the end of the flesh, the end of myself. This is already a step towards the goal, because the Lord wants to save our souls. It's the end of my whole ego. This is the cross. And when you are the enemy of the cross, that means you are against that. You know, an enemy is against something. He doesn't want the cross. What does he want? He wants to live his self. And it's possible, right? We read about it, the Galatians. Paul asks them, do you want to be perfected in the flesh? You can do that. You can do something by your flesh. Many things you can do for God. And the more capable and the stronger you are, the better it is. But the more capable you are, I think, the more difficult it is for you to leave yourself behind, to deny yourself. And when you don't want to do that, then you're an enemy of the cross. You follow just yourself. Paul says here, your belly is your God. You are your own God. You're God to yourself. That's an enemy of the cross. You are your own God. Paul says it again. I don't know if you remember that verse where it says in Romans 16. Romans 16, verse 17.
Ich bitte euch aber, Brüder, dass ihr Acht habt auf die, welche.
Now, I beg you, brothers, keep a watchful eye on those who make divisions and cause us a falling, contrary to the teaching which you have learned, and turn away from them, for such men do not serve as slaves our Lord Christ, but their own appetites. And by smooth and flattering speech, sweet words.
Und schöne Rede verführen sie die Herzen der Arglosen.
They deceive the hearts of the simple.
Wir sind nicht solche.
I don't hope that we are such people.
Kein Feind des Kreuzes.
That we are no and not an enemy of the cross.
Sie richten ihr Denken, ihr Sinn auf Irdisches.
They are focusing their mind on earthly things. And in Colossians 3, Paul, in Colossians 3,
Colossians 3, Vers 1,
Colossians 3, 1,
hast du das gelesen?
Have you read that verse?
Sucht, was oben ist.
Seek the things that are above.
Das ist gerade die gegengesetzte Richtung.
That's exactly the opposite direction, right? That's exactly the contrary. It's exactly the opposite direction. Not the earthly things, but the things which are above. And what is above? Christ. Right? There is Christ. It's good to have this mind. We read the scripture and we don't see that. We read the Bible. I hope we read the Bible. Paul says, sometimes you're deceived because you don't know the scriptures. I hope we know the scriptures, but still, even though we know it, that does not mean, that's not a guarantee against concepts. In Colossians 3, verse 2, it says, set your mind on the things which are above, not on the things which are on the earth, for you died. Yes, right, leave yourself in death. Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. And no it's no longer I, no longer my ego who lives. Yes, it has been terminated. Let's go on that basis. We forget and we pursue and we have died. The word of the cross is so important. Some time ago I read a book. The content was not that important, but the title was The Cross, the Way to the Throne. And that's the way how it is. We cannot pass by the cross. The one who has attained the goal already, which is the Lord himself, did not pass by the cross himself. He went to the cross. And we now, should we be against the cross now? If we live according to the flesh and want to be perfected by the flesh and want to use our ability and all our talent, then there is something wrong. You know, we should run that way. We should run to the goal, focused on the goal. And not any other way. Sometimes we think I just start running and the strongest may win. But Paul says something different. What does he say in 2 Timothy? I'll read it to you. 2 Timothy 2, in verse 5. And also, if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned. It's not just a matter of participating. Unless he competes according to the rules.
Oh,
are there rules? Are there rules in the church?
Dann sag mal. Haben wir einen Regelkatalog?
Do we have a catalog of laws? I need to behave this way or that way.
Amen.
I have been crucified with Christ. Galatians 5:15 and 16. Neither circumcision nor uncircumcision is something but a new creation.
Danke, Daniel.
Thanks, Daniel, for reading it to us.
Jetzt weiß ich Bescheid. Es gibt eine Regel.
All those who walk according to this rule is the new creation, it's Christ. This is our rule.
Und ich hoffe, wir halten uns nach dieser Regel.
And I hope that we are walking according to this rule. We are focused on that rule and not on any other rules. Don't create new rules. All of Christianity is full of rules. Sometimes I think it's almost like the Jews. There is a whole catalog of laws, but there is just one rule, which is Christ, and everything needs to be centered on that one rule. And if a brother comes and says he's got a new rule, that and this is the way, you know, he's even cursed.
Deswegen ist es wirklich ernst, dass wir uns auf diesen Christus immer mehr ausrichten.
Therefore, it's really serious to be refocused on that Christ again and again, and to remember this is what is important. And the church life also needs only that. Nothing else will help us. It will not bring us on.
Ja, ich weiß nicht, es ist sogar gegen den Herrn.
And it's even against the Lord. It's against Christi. The cross of Christ.
Ich hoffe, Wir sehen neu dieses Ziel.
I hope that we see this goal again, that the Lord may be formed in you. Do you pray sometimes, Lord, be formed in me? Oh Lord, I need this and that. Help me here and there. Do this and that for me. Don't forget. We should forget a lot, but this is one thing that we should not forget: to lay hold of Christ. You know, the people of Israel, they started out their journey, and you know what hindered them? Paul says a hard heart. But in one verse it says, we think. We remember what we had in Egypt. Their problem was that they didn't forget. They were reminded of the garlic and the meat and everything they had in Egypt. And they even said that they got it for free there. So the problem was that they did not forget. They did not have the goal in front of them. They thought, oh, it's so nice. In the world, it's so nice. Of course, the world, isn't it nice? Isn't it beautiful? There is garlic. Hai Lang, you know what I mean, right? The world is really attractive. It's nice and alluring. It can offer something. Just here, you see my smartphone, right? This is really... The distractions today are so near that you don't need to go so far. It's just in your hands. Are you ready to deny yourself and to leave the world? Paul says that he says he's boasting in the cross of Christ. Through which he was crucified to the world and the world to him. The world was terminated on the cross. There was this rule of a new creation. The old one was terminated. Why are we clinging so much to the world? What does it have to offer? Look at Christ. Of course, I know that the world is drawing us. And here it's so easy. We see so many saints here when here it's easy. But when we go back home, it doesn't seem to be that easy anymore. But the more, let's be centered on the Lord. That is what it's all about. And I can't add much more, actually. Let's walk according to that rule and go on like that. Praise the Lord.